For most of this campaign, Walker has avoided so much as mentioning Newman, but his latest TV ad a week away from the primary is a clear departure from that strategy.
Mark Newman says he's against big government spending, but in 1998, Congressman Newman voted for one of the largest transportation bills in history.
The ad makes a few claims, but that one is undoubtedly true. At the time, the $217 billion transportation bill was historically large, and Newman was among nearly 300 U.S. representatives who voted for it. The ad also says the bill contained $9 billion in pork, a number referenced in news reports at the time. The Congressional Budget Office summary of the bill describes more than $9 billion in, quote, high-priority projects. But the kicker is when the ad compares Newman to another rank-and-file lawmaker of the time.
You know who else voted for that $9 billion in pork barrel spending? Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, folks.
Newman held press conferences Tuesday to call attention to the attack, saying it showed Walker's poll numbers must be slipping.
This is a desperate negative attack on the part of Scott Walker to stay competitive in this race. He's obviously falling back. His poll numbers tell him that, and it looks to me like he's grasping at straws. It is a very far reach. And to compare me to Nancy Pelosi, it's just not a reasonable thing. I didn't even think it was true when I first heard it.
Newman says he had a record of being praised by budget watchdogs when he was in Congress. He's responding with his own ad, albeit a far less aggressive one than Walker's. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.